Hi, this is George Dersey from Clarity Consulting, and in this module, we'll take a look at working with the Exchange Free Busy Service using the Exchange Web Services Managed API. The Free Busy Service is an Exchange service that your applications can interact with to find a meeting time suitable for a list of participants. So you can get the availability for multiple people, and to do that, you create a set of availability options, such as the time window which the meeting has to occur in, how long the meeting is supposed to be, some measure of quality of the meeting, for example, fair, good, excellent, where it might be more important for you to make sure that everybody can make it to the meeting, or if you're not concerned that everybody is available at that time, you can ask for a lower quality bar for your meeting suggestions. You get different sets of data back when interacting with the Free Busy service. For example, just the Free Busy data for the set of participants, Free Busy and a set of suggestions which you can use to browse and choose one of them to create a meeting during, or just the suggestions if you prefer that. Let's see a simple demo of using the Free Busy service to find a suitable meeting time for two people in an organization. Let's take a look at how to leverage Exchange services such as the Free Busy service in a simple application. This console application is going to interact with the Exchange Free Busy service to find some meeting suggestions for the primary and secondary lab users to have a meeting during. Let's start by defining who we'd like to invite to this meeting. We'll create a list of attendee info objects. We'll add the primary lab user as the meeting organizer and the secondary lab user as a required organizer. And let's prep the request to the Free Busy service. Create an instance of availability options. Here we can configure what we're looking for in a meeting when we query the Free Busy service. So we want a meeting duration of at least 60 minutes, or 60 minutes. We'll limit the number of results per day that are outside of work hours to 4. And we're looking for a minimum suggestion quality of good. So in this meeting, we really want both the primary and secondary lab user to be available for this to be a recommended time. If you have a much larger number of attendees, perhaps not all of them will be available during all of the suggestions. And here we're interested in getting back the Free Busy view so that we can extract suggestions or meeting time suggestions from it. So we'll get the user availability results by calling get user availability on the service, specify the attendees, and a time window for which we want to have the meeting in. Note that this time window has to be a minimum of a day, otherwise this call here will throw an exception. And we'll get back the Free Busy data and some meeting suggestions. And here we'll pass in the options that we defined earlier. Let's uncomment out some code here. We're going to iterate through every suggestion that came back in the results and output it out to the user and have them pick one. And once they do, we'll go ahead and book that appointment. So before we run this, let's take a look at our calendars. For today, my calendar, I have a meeting at noon with Rebecca Laszlo, and I have some appointments set up for tomorrow. Let's look at Sean's calendar. Sean is busy today until about 12:30, but looks like she's free all day tomorrow. So the application is going to contact the Free Busy service and get some meeting times. You can see that the first suggestion started at 1 p.m. today. This is because neither of us is available until after 1 p.m. So Sean is available after 12:30, but I'm only available after 1 p.m. So let's go ahead and pick option 2, give myself a break between meetings, and the appointment is scheduled. In this module, we looked at using the Exchange Free Busy service to leverage Exchange services and data in our application, in this specific case, to find a meeting time that's suitable for a couple of people in the organization.